He hasn't noticed. I'm gonna do this song now that. That I wrote about 5 years ago. That I haven't sung in about 4.5 years. So noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there, and the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle, oh, turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain. Underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. How you feel when you're finding out it's real. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
Neil Young, Sugar Mountain. That was recorded in 1968 at a live concert at Canterbury House. Neil Young was born in Canada, in Toronto, Ontario, in November in 1945. His father was actually a really well-known sports writer. He had a column in the Toronto Sun newspaper, and his father has actually written a book about his son, Neil. It's called Neil and Me. His father wrote that in 1984. Neil had a hard time as a young child. He survived polio. He also had diabetes and epilepsy. His parents got divorced. It was very challenging for him as a young man. When he was 15 years old, he moves with his mother from Toronto. They moved to Winnipeg up in Manitoba. And this is when Neil starts to play the guitar. He's 15 years old. Now, it's interesting. He starts out playing the ukulele, of all things. And Joni Mitchell, who is also another featured musician on today's program, Joni Mitchell talks about the same thing. She also started on the ukulele. Anyway, Neil is, he becomes a folk singer and plays with a few different bands there in Winnipeg. But he travels to New York City in 1965, and he records his first acoustic demo for the Elektra record label. And he actually records the song that we just heard, Sugar Mountain, which is such an iconic song, such a signature song. And yet somehow the A&R people at Elektra Records didn't recognize what they were hearing, and they didn't sign him. So he was passed over after his first demo, and he returns to Toronto, and he starts playing in the Yorkville district, in the coffee house circuit. And it's the very same coffee house circuit as Joni Mitchell is playing. So they know each other at this time, and Joni Mitchell actually writes a song in response to Neil Young's Sugar Mountain. We just heard Young doing his live recording in 1968, and that was actually the year that he releases his first recorded album. It's also the same year that Joni Mitchell releases her first album. So their paths are running kind of parallel there. Let's listen to Joni Mitchell's Circle Game. It wasn't actually released on a recording until her Ladies of the Canyon album in 1970. But it's interesting, there's a quote that Joni talks about what it was like when she met Neil Young in the coffee house circuit and why she wrote the song The Circle Game. So I'm going to read this quote from Joni. If you know anything about Joni Mitchell, you know that she is not only an iconic and legendary composer, but she's also an artist, a painter. And she paints with words. So Joni has a lot to say. Joni has done extensive interviews. There's been a lot of biographical material written about her. So I have a quote from her. It's a little bit long, but this is what she has to say about Neil Young. This is Joni Mitchell. In 1965, I was up in Canada, and there was a friend of mine up there, too, who had just left a rock and roll band in Winnipeg, Manitoba, near where I come from, on the prairies, to become a folk singer, a la Bob Dylan, who was his hero at that time, and at the same time that there were breaks in his life, and he was going in a new and exciting direction. He had just newly turned 21 years old, and that meant that in Winnipeg, he was no longer allowed into his favorite haunt, which was kind of a teeny bopper club, and once you're over 21, you couldn't get back in there anymore. So he was really feeling terrible because his girlfriends, everybody that he wanted to hang out with, his band could still go there, you know? So one of the things that drove him to become a folk singer was that he couldn't play in this club anymore because he was over the hill. That was about the same time that Esquire magazine was doing pictures of girls in trash bins. Like, once you're over 21, you've had it and everything, you know? There was strange philosophy going on at that time. So he wrote this song, and it was called Oh, to Live on Sugar Mountain. And it was a lament for his lost youth. And I thought, you know, God, if we get to 21 and there's nothing after that, it's a pretty bleak future. And so I wrote a song for him and for myself, just to sort of give me some hope. It's called The Circle Game.
Yesterday, a child came out to wander, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of
seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go.
Child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like when you're older must appease him, and promises of someday make his dream.
The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go.
Summer's gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town. And they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down.
The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came. And go round and round and round in the circle.
ring true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
In the circle game.
Joni Mitchell, The Circle Game. She wrote that in response to Neil Young's Sugar Mountain. That song was on her third album called Ladies of the Canyon, released in 1970. Her first album was released in 1968, Song to a Seagull, and then in 1969, The Clouds album, and then in 1970, her third album, Ladies of the Canyon. That same year was when Neil Young also released his third album. The album's called After the Gold Rush, released the same year as Joni's Ladies of the Canyon. Neil Young also started his recording career with a self-titled album in 1968, followed by, in 1969, Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, and then After the Gold Rush in 1970. We're going to hear a song from that album called Southern Man. And the thing about both Neil Young and Joni Mitchell is that they're able to talk about contemporary issues. They're able to describe the world around them, the culture and the society, in incredible depth and subtlety in the lyrics of their songs. And they both have very strong political opinions about the environment, about civil rights. And a lot of their music reflects these things, the stories of our world. There's a song from After the Gold Rush we're about to hear by Neil Young called Southern Man. Neil Young.
Change gonna come at last.
Neil Young, Southern Man, after the Gold Rush. So Neil Young and Joni Mitchell were good friends. We're going to be listening to songs through the decades. They have both continued to be prolific composers, singers, songwriters, performers. In 1976, Joni Mitchell releases an album called Hegira, very jazzy kind of album. Jaco Pastorius is playing fretless bass. The title of the album, Hegira, is actually an Arabic word that means journey, and it was about the Prophet Muhammad going from Mecca to Medina in 622. So Joni uses that title for the album, Hegira, and it's basically she's taking a car trip by herself, driving from Maine all the way back to Los Angeles, California. And I also read that she said at that time she didn't have a driver's license at that time. And because she's on the highway, most of the songs on the Hegira album are guitar compositions that she does. And a lot of the subject matter is about highways and small towns and traveling in the winter in the snow. There's one song on the Hegira album that Neil Young actually plays. He plays the harmonica. So I thought it'd be great to hear that track. The song is called Furry Sings the Blues. And it's another example of how both of these singer-songwriters can capture a picture right out of contemporary society and put it into words. It's interesting, though, when I did a little bit of research about this song, I found out an interesting quote. The man that she's writing about is actually a real person, a guitarist and singer named Furry Lewis. And she met him in Memphis in 1976. And he actually did an interview with Rolling Stone, Furry himself, and he was surprised. He didn't know that she was going to write the song. So this is what Furry has to say about Joni Mitchell's song about him. Quote, "She shouldn't have used my name in no way, shape, form, or faction without consulting me about it first. The woman came over here and I treated her right, just like I does everybody that comes over. She wanted to hear about the old days, said it was for her own personal self, and I told it to her like it was, gave it to her straight oil from the can."
Street is coming down. Sweetie's snack bar boarded up now. And Eggles the tailor and the shine boy's gone. Faded out with ragtime blues. Hand is cast in bronze and he's standing in a little park with his trumpet in his hand like he's listening back to the good old band. And the click of high-heeled shoes. Old Furry sings the blues, propped up in his bed with his dentures and his leg removed. And Jenny's there for her kindness and Furry's beer. She's the old man's angel overseer. Shops glitter like gold tooth caps. In the gray decay, they chew the last few dollars off old Beale Street's carcass. Carrion and mercy, blue and silver sparkling drums, cheap guitars, eye shades and guns aimed at the hot blood of the unknown. Down and out in Memphis, Tennessee, old Furry sings the blues. Bring him smoke and drink and he'll play for you mostly muttering now. Inside show steel. But there was one song he played I could really feel. Furry's got no buddy. Oh, furry's got no buddy. There's a double bill murder at the New Daisy. The old girl's silent across the street. She's silent, waiting for the record's beat. Silent, staring at her stolen name. Diamond boys and satin dolls, bourbon laughter, ghost history falls to parking lots and shopping malls. As they tear down Old Beale Street, old furry sings the blues. He points a bony finger at you and says, I don't like you. Everybody laughs as if it's the old man's standard joke. But it's true, we're only welcome for our drink and smoke. W.C. Handy, I'm rich and I'm fair. And I'm not familiar with what you play, but I get such strong impressions of your heyday, looking up and down Old Beale Street. Ghost of the dark town society, come right out of the bricks at me. Like it's a Saturday night, they're in their finery, dancing it up and making deals. Furry sings the blues. Why should I expect that old guy to give it to me true? Fall into hard luck and time and other thieves while our limo is shining on his shanty street. Old furry sings the blues.
Joni Mitchell, from her Hajira album in 1976, Furry Sings the Blues, and Neil Young is playing harmonica with her on that recording. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program is the music of the two Canadian composers and performers, singer-songwriters, Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. One of the things they have in common is that they've always wrestled with the music industry, the various labels that they've both signed to, the various twists and turns that their careers have taken. And we're stepping through the decades. We just heard Hajira from 1976. Now we're going to move forward to 1989, to Neil Young's 18th studio album in 1989, the album called Freedom. The song is called Crime in the City. And not only does Neil address crime in the city, drive-by shootings, how hard it is on the streets, but he also talks about what it's like to be a musician in the hands of a record label producer. Neil Young's Crime in the City.
Well, the cop made the showdown. was right. He had all of the lowdown from the bank heist last night. His best friend was a robber, and his wife was a thief. All the children were killers. They couldn't get no relief. The bungalow was surrounded when a voice loud and clear said, come on out with your hands up or we'll blow you out of here. There was a face in the window. The TV cameras rolled. Then they cut to the announcer. Story was told. Sat back. He said, what we have got here is a perfect track. But we don't have a vocal, and we don't have a song. If we could get these things accomplished, nothing else could go wrong. So he balanced the ashtray as he picked up the phone and said, send me a songwriter who's drifted far from home, and make sure that he's hungry, make sure he's alone, and send me a cheeseburger and a new Rolling Stone. I wish I could see him.
wish I knew where he was. But that's the way all my friends are, except maybe one or two. Wish I could see him this weekend. Wish I could walk in his shoes, but now I'm doing my own thing. Sometimes I'm good, then I'm bad. Although my home has been broken, it's the best home I ever had.
The song is Crime in the City from his 1989 Freedom album. A couple of years after that, Joni Mitchell releases an album called Night Ride Home, her 14th album. Joni Mitchell was just 2 years older than Neil Young. She was born in November 1943 in Alberta, Canada. She grew up in Saskatchewan, and she said about her childhood that, quote, "My mother raised me on words. Where other parents would quote from the Bible, she would quote from Shakespeare. She was a romantic woman. She encouraged me in all those old-fashioned things. I kept flower-pressed scrapbooks." It's interesting how childhood, the things that you're exposed to, how they can just really set up a whole lifetime of growth. She was fascinated by classical music. Her mother had a record collection, and she loved Debussy and Ravel and Stravinsky, Chopin and Beethoven. When she's 6 years old, she studies classical piano, which gives her the basis for her piano compositions for the rest of her life. She said that she couldn't read the music, that she would play by ear. The teacher would play it, she would memorize it and play it. And the teacher criticized her for that, so she dropped out. Just like Neil Young, having health issues when he was very young, when Joni Mitchell's only 8 years old, she gets polio during a 1951 epidemic in Canada. And it's the same epidemic that Neil Young succumbed to polio in. It was before the Jonas Salk vaccine was even available. So Joni had a tough time. When she's 11 years old, she finally moves to Saskatoon in Canada, which she considers her hometown. And in the seventh grade, when she's in school there, she has a teacher named Mr. Kratzman who changes her life. She calls him a radical teacher, quote, "one radical teacher, one reverer of spirit. He criticized my habit of copying pictures. No one else did. They praised me as a prodigy for my technique. You like to paint?" he asked. I nodded. "If you can paint with a brush, you can paint with words." He drew out my poetry. He was a great disciplinarian in his own punk style. We loved him. I wrote an epic poem in class. I labored to impress him. I got it back circled with red, with cliché, cliché. Quote, "white as newly fallen snow, cliché. High upon a silver shadowed hill, cliché. At the bottom," he said, "write about what you know. It's more interesting." So Mitchell writes about, quote, "going out after the rain and gathering tadpoles in an empty mayonnaise jar." And this teacher told her that she should put her experience into writing and write a song. So on her debut album, Joni Mitchell dedicates that first album to her teacher, Mr. Kratzman. And just like Neil Young can write about social issues in such a visual and effective manner, Joni is got some strong and beautiful poetry from her 1991 Night Ride Home album. This song is called "Passion Play, When All the Slaves Are Free." Joni Mitchell.
Magdalene is trembling like a washing on a line, trembling and bleeding. Never before was a man so kind, never so redeeming. Enter the multitudes. Think his light is squandered. He sees a stray in the wilderness, and I see how far I wander into the multitudes. In Exxon blue, in radiation rose, apathy, you tell me.
Joni Mitchell, Passion Play, from her 1991 Night Ride Home album. So let's come into the 2000s. We'll be hearing a song from Joni Mitchell's 2007 Shine album. It's a new recording of her Big Yellow Taxi. And then from Neil Young's Psychedelic Pill album, released in October 2012, we'll hear the title track. Let's start with Joni.
So they paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging night spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged all the people an arm and a leg just to see. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Last night I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi come and took away my old man. Oh, don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. The paved paradise put up a parking lot. They put up a parking lot.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today, and I want to thank you so much for listening. Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street in Honesdale. Be entertained. Be challenged. Be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. It's 1 minute before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 75 degrees. The forecast for tonight is clear with lows in the lower 50s, and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Clear tomorrow night and partly sunny again on Monday with another sunny day, highs in the upper 70s.